The answer is A, decreased binding of aldosterone to its receptor in the cortical collecting duct. That's where most aldosterone receptors are. This is a pretty simple farm question. Just merely knowing that spironolactone is an aldosterone receptor antagonist. In contrast, the medullary collecting duct is where most vasopressin receptors are. Spironolactone causes gynecomastia. Spironolactone can be used in the treatment of heart failure. We would start the patient on an angiotensin II receptor blocker or an ACE inhibitor. If the patient still has decreased ejection fraction, we can add a beta blocker. And if the patient still has decreased ejection fraction, we can add spironolactone. A lot we can chat about, but that's where spironolactone comes into play in heart failure. Spironolactone can also be used to further fluid unload a patient while they're already on furosemide. Spironolactone is a potassium-sparing diuretic, whereas furosemide potassium wastes, so it's a favorable secondary diuretic to use. That's it.